This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Today, we're talking about how scientists get the data they need to study birds. A lot of data are collected by volunteers, citizen scientists, through bird surveys and bird banding. The Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory at Fort Collins does a lot of bird banding. Jeff Birek is outreach biologist.
A banding station is a location where a lot of birds will concentrate during migration. We set up a bunch of nets strung between two poles about 10 feet tall. Birds don't see the netting and they accidentally run into it. Then they sit there and wait for us to come around and take it out of the net.
Take the birds out of the net, take them back to the banding station, and put an aluminum band around the bird's leg. The band has a unique number.
And so we put the time, the date, the net they came from, the species of bird, the age, and the sex. To identify exactly what bird it is, we put that band on.
That's Francis Commerson of Denver. He's a citizen scientist and a high school student. Francis has volunteered on several projects at Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory.
And then we also take wing and tail measurements, and we take a weight measurement as well. And we usually look for fat levels.
Fat is a good indication of what stage of migration it's in. If it's in a stage where it's about to take off and go fly a long distance, it's going to have a lot of fat on it because it needs that energy for the flight. And if it has just arrived and been flying all night, then chances are it doesn't have much fat on it at all because it has burned it up all night in the flight.
Birds have clear skin, so what you do is you blow their feathers apart on their breast, and you can see in their furcular hollow, it's where the wishbone is on a turkey. That's one of the first places that a bird stores fat, and fat is this kind of yellowish-white globby stuff that you can see against the red muscle, and you just measure up about how much of the furcular hollow is full of fat.
Commerson has been volunteering at the bird banding station about 5 years. I think you can hear that he's learned a lot.
And he's also one of my Hawkwatch volunteers up at the Dinosaur Ridge Hawkwatch as well.
Dinosaur Ridge, it's near Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Hawkwatch, it's a raptor survey. We watch for birds that are migrating from south to north in the spring. So we're about halfway through the season right now. It's about the peak of the season. We just had a day with 46 raptors migrating through.
Denver High School senior Francis Commerson, who's learned to be a citizen scientist. Many bird watchers practice and hone their skills identifying birds. I talked to Dan Ranking at the Sutton Avian Research Center in Bartlesville. We talked about the annual breeding bird survey and the importance of volunteers in gathering data.
It does rely on skilled observers. Bird watching as a hobby has long been associated with the science of ornithology. Many ornithologists have come to the profession through the hobby of birding or bird watching. The scale of this project is so large that there's no way that there would be enough professional ornithologists to actually complete the over 3,000 of these counts that are done every year. So it relies very much on enthusiastic amateurs to participate.
Francis Commerson may be starting the process of moving from citizen to professional scientist.
He is just about to finish up with high school and he's going off to Colorado State University up here in Fort Collins.
Any guesses on what he'll be studying? Francis became involved in ornithology volunteering with the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, helping band birds. Bird banding is a universal and indispensable technique for studying the movement, survival, and behavior of birds. RMBO conducts banding at 3 stations each spring in Colorado and 7 stations each autumn in Colorado and Nebraska. Learn more about bird banding and citizen science and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. On the web at playacountry.org.